Let's have the house lights down. If the pizza guy walks in, invite him to sit in with us. Give him a nice tip. Ah, take a good deep breath. Mwah. I love all of you. I really do. I've been waiting, dreading coming to this point. Dreading, she says, why dreading? Oh, this is a hard one to teach. Something that you can't sense in your mind or with your fingers, or can't smell it. Can't see it. Can't hear it. We got the music, but take a good deep breath. I've been dreading it in a way. I'm saying to myself, am I good enough to teach this? Am I a master enough amongst the ascended masters to teach us? Could Kasumi do a better job? Maybe Tobias shouldn't have left so early. Maybe he should have taught this. El Moria, he's so handsome. They'd listen to him. And then I woke up out of my bullshit dream and said, of course I can teach this. Just like every one of you. Wake out of that bullshit dream, okay?
No.
That's true. I said I'm not going to be politically correct. It takes too much effort. Oh, and by the way, you know it, don't you? I know it. There's so much more. There's so much more that you're not going to sense it with the things you've been used to working with, and you can't even think your way into it. That was dear Walter's problem. He tried to think his way through it. He had such good information, but it got so mental. I said, Walter, shut up. Allow. Master sense. I guess you could say it's intuitive, it's knowing, it's simple. You realize that vocabulary is a limited sense, just like those other human senses, so limited. Till we get to this point, it's just all about allowing. Now, it's okay to think. It actually is, because you can't help it. When you're going to wonder, did you do it right? Later on, you're going to wonder, how do I bring that back? You don't. Remember what we talked about before. Creation is in motion. You're not. You just let it come to you. Let it come to you. Let's go even a step or two back, further back. Remember, I've said that realization is a natural unfolding. It's an effortless unfolding. Take that sharp right turn into effortless. Get off that linear path into absolute effortless. I'd like to make a little resolution right here. As we go into this year, that every time you think you have to apply effort to your realization, to your mastery, mental, physical, emotional, we simultaneously take a 90-degree turn into effortless. You do both. And you feel that effortless You feel how somehow this master sense, no, I'm not going to call it the sixth sense, and don't you either, because that's staying linear. But suddenly you realize it's always been there. It just wasn't being sensed. It wasn't being awared, if that's a word, realized. A while back I said, let's replace the word ascension with enlightenment. I said, let's replace enlightenment with realization. What is realization? Well, it's just, well, sensing. But beyond the five human senses, beyond what you've been used to. Remember I said that this year is going to be really disruptive. Disruptive meaning we're going to disrupt that addiction or seduction to the five human senses. And don't be surprised if, well, let's say your hearing gets a little wacky, or your eyes seem to, well, not work like they did before, whatever. All I'm saying is we're disrupting some old patterns. You're not going to replace your current human vision with supervision, like bionic supervision. It's not about that, because then you're still in linear. We're going to allow this thing that I call the master sense, a way different way of realizing. It's not mental either. That's the beauty of it. It's the best thing about it. Master sense is not mental. Not a new way of thinking. Master sense is totally off the old charts. There's no effort whatsoever. No effort. There's no beckoning or begging. Remember, your light causes energy to go into motion to come to you. It's just up to you to receive. Seems a little odd at first. That's very understandable. When there's that desire to use your senses or your mind to figure it out, it's a little odd just to be effortless, allowing. You even try to do mental exercises of expanding. You imagine yourself pushing yourself out, making your mind or whatever bigger. Those don't work either. Into something totally out of the realm of the current senses. And I include mind as a sense. Totally out of that realm. And it's just for you to allow to receive. I don't care how good or bad you've been, how smart, how stupid, man or woman, five lifetimes or 500, it doesn't matter. No effort, please. I know it feels strange, but there's no push force here. The Master senses. It's almost indescribable. It's beyond current physics and science and math. They'll get there. Others have used different names for it. I like the Master Sense. Others have tried calling it different things. It doesn't matter. It's beyond the way you currently detect, measure, and evaluate the life around you. The Master Sense. It will change your life. It will set you free of that zoo. And you don't ever, ever, ever have to worry about going back. Be in this effortless moment for yourself. Take a good deep breath. I was so confounded when my Master Sense came to me permanently. You know, I'd had some bits and pieces of it, some awarenesses of it, but when it was there, it was... I really tried to make it fit in with everything else. I tried to make it fit into my mind, and it just wouldn't. I tried to make it fit into my human senses, which was all I really knew at the moment, but it wouldn't. So I finally stopped trying. And then, and only then, did the light of my Master Sense really shine. Then and only then, when I stopped trying, Master Sense contains no power, no power whatsoever. It moves energy to it in a very different way. It moves energy to it, to you. What I call grace, ease. But I remember I tried using my force, my push, my kind of that whole dynamic of cause and effect as part of linear reality. I tried it, didn't work. It's okay, you're not doing it wrong if your mind is chattering away. If you're trying to see it, you're not doing it wrong, but let's also take that 90-degree turn at the same time. There is anti-push-pull. Anti-gravity, anti-senses. That's what we're allowing. Master Sense is not human. We're no longer animals in the zoo. good deep breath. See how easy it is? The funny thing is, and some of you are saying, but nothing's happening. No, not with your human senses. It's not. Nor do you want it to. You say, but then how do I know something's happening? Because you're allowing it. You may not feel it in the old way or think it in the old way. It's kind of like that old Zen thing. How do I know I'm here? Because I am. How do I know that Master Sense is here? Because it is. Couldn't be any simpler than that. Well, but I don't have to work for it. Only if you want to. How do I know what this master sense is, you might say? Because you've always had it. How do I know that I'm not just making it up? You make up everything. You just got hypnotized into making up your life, the same as everybody makes up their lives. You got one great big F up, make up. It's all made up. So why not make up? Well, allow what you really are, what you really want. Getting so hungry. It's effortless. The master's sense. It's here. You're not, nobody's being denied of it. If you're frustrated about it, where is it? I can't feel it. That's all right. Take a deep breath and allow. Remember that 90 degree sharp turn off of Linear Boulevard onto Fantasy Lane. That's a shortcut over to Enlightenment Highway, which eventually leads to realization. Okay. Take a good deep breath. Take a good deep breath, dear Shambra. Take a good deep breath. Ah, whew, well, I guess I did teach it. Yeah, I'm going to go back to the Ascended Masters Club tonight and say, damn right. Yeah, I knew they'd get it. I knew it was time. So, my dear friends, we're going to continue with this. We have a lot of things going on for this year, the obvious. We have so much to do, but we go off in this other direction now. It's going to seem strange, unreal at times. Is it really there? Is it really tangible? But remember, it's not just about that five-sensed linear life anymore. You're never going to get to an Enlightenment Boulevard that way. Never. So we allow the other perspectives not just the physical perspective. We allow all the other perspectives to start coming in. It's going to feel weird. I grant you that. It's going to definitely feel weird. But then you're going to come around understanding this is so natural. And to be that animal in the zoo for so long was actually the unnatural state. So let's take a deep breath with that, and you know how we're going to end this. You know we're going to take a deep breath together and say, Happy New Year! And all is well in all of creation. Thank you, my dear friends. May the Master's sense be with you.